Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line. We get a chance to visit with the girls track coach at Sherrard High School. Been doing it a long time. Todd Volkert started back in 1995. There's going to be a season in 2021 starting April the 5th. But before we talk about that, Coach Todd Volkert, how much did you miss last year not having a track season?
Yeah, you know, after doing it for 20 some odd years, it's just something that just gets into your routine, and it was really disappointing when it ended. And you know, like everybody else, I kind of spent the next month just kind of wandering around going, wow, we'd have this meet this weekend and this meet's coming up. And you know, it was hard on me for my routine. And then I just felt so awful for the kids who, you know, look forward to this. And I know we had several kids that had aspirations of going to state and meddling last year. And so it just kind of abruptly came to an end and left everybody stunned.
Yeah. And I guess so that the perfect segue is, how charged up are you about this year then to get back out there and have a season?
You know, I've probably drawn up 50 different training programs based on what I've heard as the year's gone on. And so it's been on my mind, and I kept hoping that we would get a chance. And now that it's here, it's been about all I've been thinking about for the last 2 weeks or so.
And then just the adjustment for the kids, what do you think it's going to be like where, you know, they didn't have a season last year, and now that they get a season? How much is that going to impact, I don't know, things early on maybe?
Yeah, it'll be interesting with, you know, them cramming all these sports into a few short months. The kids aren't going to get much rest, so by the time they start getting into baseball, softball, track, and soccer here at the end, we'll see what kind of condition they've kept themselves in, and you know, hopefully we can just figure out a way to get the best out of them and make sure it's an enjoyable experience for them.
And, you know, you look at the schedule this year with the IHSA, in for you know, basically the traditional spring sports, it's as close to normal as possible. Now, I think you're starting a little bit later than normal, April 5th this year, with the boys and girls track running till June 19th. But still, it's pretty close to normal, isn't it?
Well, usually we can start our practices January 17th, I believe. And so we've always been one to start right away. So it probably puts us about, almost 2 months behind where we would normally be at this point. But at the same time, you know, kids are resilient, and if the coaches are willing to adapt, the kids will adapt. And I think at the end of the day, it'll all be good.
And just when you look at how things have transpired here since last March and trying to figure out, you know, the status of high school sports, how did you follow that, or what were your emotions and all that?
Yeah, man, you know, sometimes it's hard to put your emotions and thoughts in words as you go through, because you think from, you know, my 51-year-old guy perspective is a heck of a lot different than a 14-year-old freshman girl's perspective in life. And so I go through what I think, and then I try to, you know, assess what's going through their minds and how I might be able to help them in some way deal with this. So it's crazy. It's hard to do sometimes.
Well, and then I saw the IHSA item that they released. I don't know if it was earlier this week or last week. You know, they have to kind of weave their way through, you know, IDPH guidance. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was that the latest guidance allows for batons to be used for relays. And I guess my question is, so that's good, batons are going to be allowed, but I guess my question is, what would have happened then if batons wouldn't have been allowed? How do you run relay races?
That's a good question. I guess maybe have one kid stand in the middle of the exchange zone, and when the other kid gets to the front of the exchange zone, that's their cue to run. I don't know. That's kind of a ridiculous thing that you couldn't use batons, but I'm glad they came to their senses. I don't know. You would have come up with something, I guess.
Yeah. So now, as it stands right now for an outdoor sport like track, as we were speaking to you on February the 4th, do you still have to wear masks for running races?
I believe right now the answer is yes. Now, I'm not sure of that because I know they didn't have to in cross country. But we were talking last night. We had a coaches meeting, and we thought right now the answer is yes, but I'm going to assume that that will change, I hope, by then. If not, I'd rather run with a mask than not run at all, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the kids, you know, would say the same thing. And as I think guidance moves along and the metrics, if they head in the right direction, I think when you get to April 5th, you know, I think a couple of things are going to happen. I think that the restrictions are going to be loosened on spectator attendance for the outdoor sports. Now, this is just me speaking, but I think that's a distinct possibility. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be full bore, everybody can come to a meet, but I think it's going to be more than the 50 that's allowed for, you know, indoor events here this winter. And we were talking a little bit off the air that the final region in Illinois, which is the Metro East area, got to phase four today. So that means all 11 COVID regions in Illinois are phase four. And I know last year, of course, the spring sports, they didn't get a season whatsoever. But it looks like maybe you could be inching your way toward a true state tournament series where maybe you would get state finals. I think you're going to get probably a sectional. I don't know about the full-blown state finals, but it looks like the metrics kind of maybe are leaning in that direction. And I know, man, that would really be nice, and that would make us feel a little bit more normal, I think, too.
Yeah, I think if we could get to that point, it would, sure, I think, and it would have an effect on all sports across the board that they see the school year ending with normalcy and a state meet, and that would allow all these kids to go into summer and start their other sport training in their summer leagues with basketball, baseball, football, and all that stuff with a really much more positive outlook on what they get to look forward to next season. So that would be great for us to have a state meet, and I think it would really help propel all the athletes across the board as they go into their summer training and maybe really get that energy renewed and go from just hope to, man, we're back to normal and let's get after it.
All right, great visiting with Todd Volkert, longtime girls track coach at Sherrard. Now, so the outdoor season starts April 5th. Do you know, is there going to be allowance for any indoor type of stuff prior to that, or do you know that yet?
I would probably assume there won't be any indoor meets. I'm just going on the assumption. I haven't even talked about that. I was just happy I can start making some official plans. So I would say outdoor or indoors out of the question myself, and then it should be warm enough in April that we could just go outdoor and just get after it.
All right. I guess we need to think about the warm weather today on the worst day weather-wise of 2021 so far. Great to visit with Todd Volkert. Good to see the kids. We'll be back on the Oval here in early April and get a season, hopefully true season, with a state tournament series and maybe even a state finals. Coach, we'll be looking forward to visiting with you when April rolls around. Have a good rest of the winter.
All right, thanks. You too. Stay safe.
I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.